Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the oaths mentioned in the Quran. Now, we know that there are several oaths sworn by in the Quran. The things on which these oaths are sworn by are very ordinary things. For example, day, night, the male and the female species, the fig, the olive. All these things have been sworn by in the Quran. Plus, there are several other things as well. The stars, the moon, the sun, all these objects have been sworn by. And then certain statements are emphasized on the basis of these oaths, as is generally understood. Now, the question which generally arises, and which of course arises in the mind of every person, is that if these oaths are meant to emphasize a claim, that's, for example, if they are meant to emphasize the claim, as is the case in many of the verses of the Quran, that they emphasize that the hereafter is going to come, or if these oaths are sworn by to claim the fact that God is one, then of course the question which arises is that what is the use of swearing these oaths if they are meant to emphasize the claim? Because for a Muslim, they have no value. Because a Muslim has already believed in all these statements and claims which the Quran has made through these oaths. And for a non-believer, what good are these oaths? Because if you want to emphasize a statement, how will this affect a non-believer? Because if you have to convince a non-believer, you have to convince him through sound reasoning and by persuasion. So what good are these oaths when they have no use for either a believer or a non-believer? And perhaps it was because of these similar objections that a person as celebrated as Imam Ibn Hazm, he ended up saying that these oaths of the Quran are actually from among the mutashabihat, which only God knows what their meaning is. Now, it needs to be understood that this whole issue has been revisited in recent times by a scholar, an exceptional Quranic scholar by the name of Imam Hamiduddin Farahi. And he has done fresh research on this and shown directly from the Quran itself and from classical Arabic sources that this is an erroneous conclusion that the oaths mentioned in the Quran, such oaths mentioned in the Quran, sworn by such objects, that they are meant to emphasize a certain claim. He has shown through the Quran, as I'll just presently present, that these oaths are meant to substantiate a claim. They are meant to very subtly corroborate a claim which is made later on once these oaths are sworn. And for example, the primary thing and the primary sources through which he has presented his research, of course, is the Quran. And after the Quran, he has presented the orations of Arabic orators of classical times, similarly of the classical poetry as well. But from the Quran itself, he has shown that the nature of an oath is actually evidence. When the Quran swears by certain objects, and these oaths are sworn by certain objects, it is meant to present a certain argument on a certain claim. Thus, for example, as I would just explain one of the examples, but before I do that, let me show you how Imam Farahi has proven this fact that the nature of an oath is not emphasis, as is generally understood. The nature of an oath is actually providing testimony, providing evidence to a certain claim. So while referring to Surah Munafiqun, Imam Farahi has laid credence to this belief. And if I quote the opening verses of Surah Munafiqun, they are, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ اتَّخَذُوا أَيْمَانَهُمْ جُنَّةً. So a simple translation would be, when the hypocrites come to you, they say, of course, when come to you here means to come to the Prophet, they say, we bear witness that indeed you are God's messenger. And the next words are, and God knows that you are indeed his messenger, and God bears witness that these hypocrites are absolute liars. They use their oaths as a shield. So you see, the word ayman is used here, and ayman we know is the plural of yameen, and yameen of course in Arabic means an oath. So the Quran is saying that they use their oaths as a shield. And what are these oaths? This is what exactly this, the word ittakhazu aymanahum, they use their oaths to as a shield. The word ayman is actually referring here to the opening part of the verse, and that is qalu nashhadu innaka la rasulullah. So So these hypocrites would come and say that we bear witness that you are the messenger of God. And in response, the Quran is saying that this bearing of witness is an oath which they use as a shield. So ittakhazu aymanahum actually refers to these words of the hypocrites, which say that we bear witness. So in other words, bearing witness is equated to swearing, to ayman. The word ayman is actually referring to the fact that they are bearing witness to the fact that you are God's messenger. So he has shown how the Quran itself has opened up here and said and told us that that oaths primarily, the nature of an oath, the essence of an oath is shahada, is evidence, is bearing witness. Thus, nashhadu innaka rasulullah would mean we bear witness that you are God's prophet. And the words subsequently which refer to this shahada or this evidence are ittakhazu aymanahum. They make their oaths, these oaths. Which oaths? Which say that we bear witness. So bearing witness is the same as swearing an oath or taking an oath. So this is the place where Imam Farahi has shown how bearing witness is the essence of an oath. Similarly, we know he has also quoted the Lian verses of Surah An-Nur, in which, of course, when these oaths are sworn to negate the fact that a husband or a wife has not committed adultery, the words are arba shahadatim billah, which, of course, shahadatim billah, as you know, would mean four witnesses, or four forms of witnesses. And of course, here shahadatim billah means oaths. So shahadatim billah itself has been translated as they have to swear four times. They have to swear, the spouse has to swear four times. And these swearing of four times is connoted in Arabic by words shahadatim billah. So shahada or evidence is equated to oaths. So here again we can clearly see that the essence of an oath is shahada or bearing witness. So Imam Farahi has endeavored to prove that all these oaths in the Quran which are sworn by such objects, they are meant to corroborate a certain claim. Thus, for example, I would advise our listeners to look up the tafsir of Imam Farahi, how he has shown that these objects, they substantiate a particular claim which is stated after that oath or the group of oaths. But I'd like here to give you one example so that perhaps this could convey and corroborate what Imam Farahi has actually deduced. We know that the opening words of Surah Yasin are Yasin wal Qur'an al Haqim innaka lamin al mursaleen. So a common translation would be that the Quran is sworn by, and then there is an emphasis of the fact that by the Quran you are among the messengers of God. So this would be the conventional translation. However, Imam Farahi would translate this verse as that the Quran wal Qur'an al Haqim Yasin wal Qur'an al Haqim, the wise Quran, the Quran full of wisdom, bears witness to innaka lamin al mursaleen, that you, O Prophet, are from among the messengers of God. So it is primarily the statement of argumentation that is presented here. In other words, these verses of Surah Yasin would be correctly translated as that the wise Quran, wal Quran al Haqim innaka lamin al mursaleen, that the wise Quran bears witness that Muhammad, you are one of the messengers of God. You are the messenger of God. So, of course, the next question could arise is that how is the fact that the Quran bears witness that Muhammad is a messenger of God? Now, this, of course, is something which needs to be reflected upon and people need to deliberate. And this is what is the job of an exegete of a Quran. He has to find out the relationship of evidence or relationship of reasoning which is found between the thing which is sworn by and the claim on which that oath is sworn. So here the relationship is very obvious. The Quran bears witness to the fact that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a messenger of God. And how does it do that? It does so, if we reflect by showing us that there is a distinct difference between divinely presented discourses through prophets of God and there is a between the normal discourses or philosophies which are presented or ideologies which are presented by people who are non-prophets, who are not prophets. So that is that we know that all people, all great intellectuals, they may be great scientists, they may be great writers, all of them pass through a process of evolution. The ideas that they present are not always, of course, it generally is the case that they are always different from what they would be presenting at the beginning of their intellectual life. They would begin, for example, by accepting the norms of their own era, and they would end up by evolving and accepting a lot of things which they initially did not accept. And we cannot find a single exception to this in the life of any great person. Or whatever he presents passes through this evolutionary stage. It develops gradually. The thing which makes the Quran the word of God and distinct from the word of a man or a word of a person is that we find no single process of evolution, no development of thought of any sort in the Quran. Whatever it said in the beginning, it stuck to it till the end. There is no form of any evolution. And this is what makes it different from a human production or a human word. So the Quran actually is telling the Prophet Muhammad is that the Quran itself bears witness that you are from among the messengers of God, because what you are producing is something which only messengers of God can produce and which is distinct from all human discourses, because it is free of all discrepancies, it is free of all evolution. Of course, these are all various aspects on through which we can relate how this bearing of witness has taken place. So, as I said, one of the thing is that human words and human discourses, they are always marred by evolution. Similarly, they are marred by contradictions. Similarly, at times, whatever they present, that does not stand to the test of time. But on the contrary, whatever has been presented in the Quran is ample proof of the fact that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a messenger of God, because what he is presenting as a messenger of God is so distinct from all human discourses that it is free of discrepancies, it is free of any evolution, it is whatever it presents has stood the test of time. And similarly, there are several other things which of course can be pointed out. So in a nutshell, we can say that primarily the objects of oath or things on which these oaths are sworn by, they present evidence, they present witness on the claim which is stated later on. So in a nutshell, we can say that the oaths of the Quran, they are not meant to emphasize the statements which are presented, as is generally understood. As has been pointed out earlier, Imam Muhyiddin Farahi has shown from the Quran and from classical Arabic literature that the essence of an oath is bearing witness, is bearing testimony to a claim which comes later. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ